The world's Marco Werman recently had the opportunity to enjoy the work of another master, Colombian singer-songwriter Fonseca.
Amaneció y me encontré con que emprendiste un largo viaje. Mi corazón se te escapó del equipaje.
Now, Marco, as interesting as it is to hear his music and his beautiful voice, it's also interesting to find out exactly where you met up with this man, Fonseca, and the circumstances around the visit.
Very interesting indeed. I went down to Bogota, Colombia, about a week ago to report several stories and gather material for them. And one of the stories is about a new reintegration program for former FARC rebels, the paramilitary organization in Colombia. And a lot of these rebels have been kind of laying down their arms. And the government's very proud of the fact that they've been able to kind of like get some of these rebels out of the jungle and slowly dismantle the FARC. And one thing that the government decided to do was start this reintegration program called Canto Conmigo, or Sing With Me. And the idea was, imagine American Idol meets the FARC rebels, except there's no kind of like final one winner. They had an audition for some musicians of promising talent back in October of 2008, and 150 former FARC rebels showed up, along with some other paramilitaries, and they tried out for basically a music school. And it will all culminate at the end of April in a big concert in Colombia, and that's what I was reporting on. Fonseca is the kind of celebrity musician sponsor of the program, and he knows these students really well now, and they absolutely adore him, especially the young girls. And there are like some 22, 23, 24-year-old people in this group.
Who were in the FARC.
Absolutely.
So these members of the FARC or ex-members go from being rebel soldiers to singers.
Absolutely. Now, we'll hear more about that story, but I got to tell you, the music we were listening to a moment ago by Fonseca, most amazing thing that's happened to me in recent years, Lisa, I went into a record store, Tower Records, in Bogota to actually buy an album.
You have to go all the way to South America to find a Tower Records.
That's what happens these days whenever all the brick and mortar shut down. So it was quite a wild scene to go to Tower Records and buy a CD.
All right. Sounds like a great week. And my guess is, Marco, that you are wishing that you were there right now instead of in our studios here.
Yeah. Well, I was just quelling about this concert that's coming up and regretting that I can't be there for it. Carlos Santana with the Fania All-Stars performing this Thursday and Friday in Bogota. Very big concert, and it's going to be an amazing show.
And the Fania All-Stars are who?
Fania All-Stars was the kind of big all-star band that Fania Records in New York City put together to kind of showcase their amazing talent, which ranged from Celia Cruz to Willy Colon and Hector Lavoe. So it's an incredible band.
All right, kind of like a dream team.
Absolutely.
Marco, why don't you take us out now with this music?
Well, this is the closest thing that I could find to something that might equate what people will hear in Colombia and Bogota on Thursday and Friday. This is Carlos Santana playing live the great Tito Puente song, Oye Como Va, from a concert in Tokyo in 1973.
Okay, we're going to let you listen to this now. The world's Marco Werman, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Lisa.
From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.